By 6:30 in the morning, the campers had breakfasted and were in the saddle. The guides led the president, at his request, on a back trail into the wilderness to avoid the Wawona Hotel and the distractions of the entourage there. Through occasional deep snow and bitter winds, they made their way to Glacier Point, a dramatic overlook on the south rim of Yosemite Valley, and pitched camp in a protected cove nearby. "Now this is bully," Roosevelt said of the experience. And in the morning, when he awoke under an additional blanket of 4 inches of snow, he said, "This is bullier yet. I wouldn't miss this for anything." Between these exclamations, he and Muir talked at great length, most likely considerable depth and width as well, given that both men were famous talkers, about conservation, preservation, protection, parks, watersheds, and scenery. Even glaciers entered into the discussions as the amateur geologist explained to the president his theories of how the mountains around and the valley below were sculpted by rivers of ice. The two men shook off the snow and kept an appointment with the expedition's official photographer. There was no shortage of photogenic backdrops from atop Glacier Point, Nevada Falls, Vernal Falls, and Little Yosemite below, or the smooth top and sheer face of Half Dome, looming almost near enough to touch, the course of Tenaya Creek, through polished, rippling granite, North Dome, El Capitan. The most famous snap of that day, however, placed Roosevelt and Muir on Overhang Rock, from which a 3,200-foot drop to the valley below was a mere 2 steps in 3 directions. Across the main gorge behind the pair, just to the right of the president, the misty ribbon of Upper Yosemite Falls tumbles off its sheer cliff, with every inch of its 1,433 free fall visible in the frame. In the photo, the president's stern face, spectacles, and mustache are familiar. His high-crowned Western hat, less so. His neck is wrapped in a knotted scarf. His coat ends just below his hips, his riding breeches tucked into high-top boots. Muir, at the president's left, in three-quarter view, stands stiffly with hands clasped behind his back. A stem of greenery dangles from the lapel of his suit jacket. The lean, weathered face is topped by a fedora, and a full beard hangs beneath. His gaze seems fixed in the middle distance.